Hey, hello, you're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick, or in this case, stuck in a hotel room at CodeMash. A couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at Grizzly Step, right? So a little while ago, I talked about how there was a bad breach at a power plant, and it turned out to be not accurately attributed to Grizzly Step, right? So they're like, well, there's indicators that it was Grizzly Step, and when they peeled it back, what it actually was this loaner laptop had gotten some malware on it and had done some dial backs. Now, at that point in time, you may have been like, well, okay, I get it. There is a tendency to overhype attacks, and it's really important when we see these things to pause, read the news, and understand the backstory. But Wolf, what the heck is Grizzly Step? So today, what I'm looking at and talking about is Grizzly Step, and what you need to know about this type of activity that has been going on, attributed largely to Russia and targeting the power grid and what have you. The type of attack is something pretty simple, something we've seen a million and one times. As a matter of fact, a few years ago at B-Sides Detroit, we had a good friend of mine who was a pen tester who was working for me at the time present on a very similar attack. He basically set up a website that looked like it was part of, you know, the power consortium, and you're being invited to take part, and he used that website to do this phishing campaign and install malware. And these are all techniques that we've been using on the red team side for many years, have been seeing on the attack side for many, many years. What's interesting about this is the type of content that they're using and the higher grade quality of phishing attacks and reverse shells and whatnot that they're bringing into force. But fundamentally, it's the same thing. You target someone, you send them an email, that email opens up to a website that looks legitimate, the website gathers their credentials, sometimes installing a listener on their computer, right, using a hook to capture keystrokes. Those credentials go back to a central location. The attacker then uses those credentials to go after the targeted systems, oftentimes coming in over VPN and or using a shell on that person's computer now that they've clicked on the link and become infected. A lot of this is Java-based, so they're using a malicious Java payload to do so. Once they're inside and once they've got access to one of these devices, they then attempt to make their way to the subnets, right, the segments of the network that have the power activities, power generation activities. So your SCADA systems, what have you. How can we detect this? How can we know that it's them? A few different ways. Indicators of compromise have been released. These indicators of compromise include things like, hey, what URLs are people using for this malicious content? If they're clicking on a link, what pages are they likely to be going to? One. They include things like, hey, what's the DNS name, the FQDN of some of these known malicious sites, either sending an email or relaying for command and control, or being the websites themselves that are used to gather the creds. So URLs, fully qualified domains. Another one is IP addresses, right? IP addresses we see all the time. Here are the IP addresses that content could be flowing to if you're compromised. Here's IP addresses that content could be coming from, what have you. And finally, the MD5s, right? The signatures of the files themselves that are being used in these exploits, in the case of the malicious Java, are being used in the backdoors. Part of the malware that's being used is something called Onion Duke, right? So it's being used to establish persistence and call back the MD5 signatures of these executables. So when you're thinking about determining what's going on and setting up a good use case, you'd be looking at all these layers, URLs, FQDNs, IP addresses, MD5s, and making sure you have detective controls on the proper systems for all these layers. And then these detective controls are going to a SIM. And then the SIM knows these IOCs. And then that the IOCs, when triggered, are alerting and going to your guys so you guys can investigate. And then you're spending the time to make sure you really are compromised. It's not just some loaner laptop calling out to some Russian IP address. What do you think about Grizzly Step? What do you think about these types of attacks? Hit me up in comments or on social media. And if you're at Code Mesh, say hello.